I do.
Would you mind telling us a little bit of your philosophy on why we need beautiful churches?
What? Say that again.
Would you mind sharing with us a little bit of your philosophy on why we need beautiful churches?
When?
Why we need?
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Okay. Why the world needs beautiful,
a beautiful church?
Yes. Well, the question of why this sort of architecture really brings me back to why I started becoming interested in Orthodoxy. I had previously been Anglican, and I was interested in designing Anglican churches in Gothic style. When I was in college, I was studying Gothic architecture quite intensively. But as I started to learn about Orthodoxy and Byzantine churches, I was really impressed by the degree to which architecture, iconography, music, and liturgy are integrated in Orthodoxy as one common vision. That the way the liturgical movements connect to the different spaces of the building, and then the way the liturgical movements address the different icons, the way in which the icons are painted on the particular surfaces of the buildings in the proper order where they go, and then the way the hymnography refers to all of these saints and to the liturgical actions. All of these things work together as an icon of the kingdom of God in its entirety. Panel icons of saints are not the whole story. They represent the saints, the angels, Christ. But the kingdom of God is a lot more than that. If you read the end of the book of Revelation, where it describes the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is the city of New Jerusalem. It has foundations made of precious stones. It has columns and arches and beautiful pavements. It has domes. All of this is described. And it has ever been the practice of the Orthodox Church to understand church architecture as iconographic, that it, along with the icons of saints, it makes for the full representation of the kingdom of God, and then that must be filled with liturgy, music, incense, to represent we who make up the kingdom of God, along with the saints and angels worshiping God therein. So if you don't have that, if you have a room like this with icons hanging on the wall, you've only got half of the picture. It's sort of, to me, honestly, seeing this situation of a mission church without a church looks like the kingdom of God in exile. Here we have worship and we have music, we have saints, but where is New Jerusalem? Where is the city? That's why you need beautiful architecture, and that's why the architecture needs to be honest and solid and sincere. We don't want to have a stage set. We don't want to have a building that superficially looks like an Orthodox church. Because that's a stage set. That's sort of what Baroque architecture is. That's sort of trying to use plaster and ornament to give a theatrical impression of the beatific vision. But Orthodoxy is not about that. Orthodoxy is about building something absolutely solid and permanent and honest that conveys the real ethos of the eternal kingdom of God.
Good answer.
Never heard it explained better than that.
No.
Again, did somebody have a tape recorder going on?
Why, yes, actually.
Did you? Look at here.